I'm working very hard on a bipartisan bill that would deal with some of the water that is being produced from oil and gas and coal bed methane activity in Colorado and around the West. The bill is called the Produced Water Bill. It will have a hearing later on in a committee that I will chair this afternoon. I'm the chairman of the subcommittee on water in the Energy Committee, and we will have a hearing on that bill. The legislation would create a program that tests technology that takes produced water and recovers it and cleans it for use in irrigation and other purposes throughout the West, including my state of Colorado. I hear complaints and concerns from county commissioners and others that water that is being produced from oil and gas production is simply being wasted and creating other problems. Our bill hopefully will create an opportunity for us being able to beneficially use that water in the West. I'm hopeful that the president will sign the bill. The bill is a good bill. It supports our troops by providing $100 billion for military operations in both Iraq and Afghanistan. That is $4 billion more than the president's request. The legislation also includes a $1 billion increase for the National Guard and Reserve. The equipment that the National Guard and Reserve has used has, in fact, been deteriorating significantly in both Iraq and Afghanistan. We need to upgrade the equipment. It also supports our veterans and supports the families of our troops and our veterans here in America. Legislation includes $1.1 billion for military housing, which is very important for our families. Places like Fort Carson and Colorado Springs, where we know the issues in terms of military housing are real for our men and women in uniform. Legislation also includes $5 billion to ensure that when our troops return home, that they receive the health care that they are entitled to. That $5 billion was not included in the president's budget. The other issues that are contained in the legislation that are important components of the legislation include the agricultural disaster emergency assistance efforts that we've been fighting for now for the last several years. Very much affects much of Colorado, including the Eastern Plains, that have been hit through drought and through the horrific blizzard of this last year. And so if we can get the bill signed, it means that help is on the way to rural communities and farmers and ranchers in my state. We are refiling the legislation to include some amendments that will address the response to what happened at Virginia Tech. The legislation initially, as we introduced it, would have taken our very successful program in Colorado, the Safe to Tell program, and would have enhanced that effort around the country. It would also have assisted schools in purchasing surveillance equipment and would have asked the Department of Justice, required the Department of Justice publish advisory school safety guidelines for the entire nation. The legislation, as we are now amending it and will be introducing it, will do two things with respect to higher education. First, it will require that each college and university that receives federal student aid funding to conduct an annual campus safety assessment in consultation with local law enforcement. That is, there would be a requirement that they have this annual assessment conducted on each campus. And secondly, it would require each school and university to develop an emergency response plan to address law enforcement emergencies such as active shooter situations and bomb threats. And I think that the lessons that we learned from Columbine are lessons that have helped us avoid tragedies that would have otherwise have happened by learning lessons from Columbine. I think we need to learn lessons from the massacre at Virginia Tech as well.